Pints and Vibes Podcast is the perfect wrestling podcast. There's a guy named Hal, and there's Danielle, and this guy, Mike Eagle, is there as well. Tights and Bites Podcast. Tights and Bites.
Tights and Bites Wrestling Podcast. Isn't that sort of do that?
I appreciate your adding in the Thicket Thicket remix in your... That's great.
Thank you.
You're so good at that.
Well, welcome to Tights and Fights, the show that discusses wrestling with the sincerity and hilarity that it deserves. I'm on top of the world. I'm Hal Brother Lublin. And I'm joined today by my fellow members of the Nation of Conversation, the Black Super Dan, Danielle Radford.
Oh, that's so good. Also, I gave Hal way too much shit during an episode of a different podcast we did today.
What?
So
say the name.
We got this.
That's right.
And so it's just going to be my normal level of giving Hal shit. It's just going to be giving Hal love. I love him. And he has hugged me, and I'm going to be sad, Danielle, for the next month.
I
so
love you,
get
too.
Get ready. Pew, pew.
You.
Bra, 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 bra.
Pit, pit.
Bra.
That's love. Pit.
Hiya.
Hello.
Hi.
You know what your name is?
I don't know
you
what my
don't
name
know.
Is.
You don't know. I'm going to tell you. It's Catches Kelkan.
Oh, that's very
Lindsay
good.
Kelk. Catches
yeah.
Kelkan.
That's
yeah.
good.
On,
that's
Julian.
Real good.
Yeah.
Julian, you're working overtime, huh? We have a special guest with us, host of the I Love It podcast. It's Matthew Famous Gatos. Thank you for coming
good.
On to Tights
like
and
it.
Fights. Welcome. You like it? You're good with it?
I'm very good with it.
It's very important that our guests approve of their name. They have you have full approval on all names.
Oh, well, I'm signing off on it. Good to go.
Great. Good. We got a co-sign, Julian. We're good to go. Now he belongs to us. Before we begin the show, Matthew, tell us a little bit about your wrestling fandom, when you started watching. What do you love? Where are you with it right now?
It's kind of been since birth. As far back as I can remember, my family was just always paying for all the pay-per-views, and I have no idea where we got any of that money because we were not very well off. I mean, it may have been because we were buying so many wrestling pay-per-views that we couldn't afford other things, but who knows?
Oh, what a way to raise your kids.
We did take the bus a lot.
I agree with it.
But I went to, my first house show at, age 3. I used to get all the toys and the video games. I was part of a very safe trampoline backyard wrestling league when I was a kid. Mm. And my dark period, as you guys have referred to it in the past, of not watching wrestling kind of happened between high school, which was, 2003-ish, mm-hmm. and then until WrestleMania 30, mm. when they brought the network on, which was basically the reason I got back into it, was because I had heard all these things about Daniel Bryan and CM Punk. And all of a sudden they were like, hey, you want to watch it? And it's only $10. Here you go. And so I got back into it. And ever since then, I've been pretty much nonstop into it, watching every week. But it is weird to not have that same sort of nostalgia for The Shield or Nexus or CM Punk and Daniel Bryan as a lot of other people do. So I feel like I miss out sometimes.
I stopped listening when you said that you actually listened to us, because that I never believe that happens. I don't think we have anyone who listens to us. So
I think it's cool the extent to which the network has brought people back. Because I'm similar.
I have so many mixed feelings, but you're not wrong. There is, like you said, there's a dark period where, all of the ruthless aggression that I've been trying to catch up on. And
yeah.
I mean, not with the network, because I canceled them. But there is a period where you can go back and look at all that stuff.
Just from a pure business standpoint, any business, the company that I work for, it's mm-hmm. always how do we retain people that we bring in, and how do we bring them back? What's called a win back,
mm-hmm.
And that is that tool of a network, of an archive of if here's everything you missed and a way to watch things ongoing that's cheaper than what you've been paying.
Yeah.
It was a stroke of genius that continues to sort of pay off for them, as problematic as they are as a company. This is not a statement on their ethics or values at all. Just from a pure business standpoint, it's very smart, and it worked for Matthew. It worked for me as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, and I think just on that point, I think it's interesting that I was recently looking up how the network is doing, just for my own personal interest. And I think a lot of us, me included, I did crawl my way back, but I think a lot of us unsubscribed from the network at the certain period where they brought back someone who shall not be named.
Mm-hmm.
And what brought me back was Finn fighting Brock, because I'm a big Finn stan, so that brought me back. But I looked at their reports from before and after that era, and before it they were bragging about, we have 1.8 million subscribers to the network, and then the next report they did not mention the number, and then the most recent report they mentioned, hey, we've got 1.5 million members.
Oh wow.
Wow.
And so the number did drop, and I think it's most recently been kind of on an uptick again, like they are getting people back, but there was a definite hit from that same time period. I think a lot of us, not just that listened to you guys, did like abandon the network, but a lot of people had the same mindset as you guys.
I mean, that's the best way as a consumer to give your feedback, is where you choose to put your money and where you choose not to put it.
Vote with your dollars.
Yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Also, I mean, I am poor. So when I say, like, I'm going to cancel this $10 thing, that means something to me, because right. I can make $10 into a week worth of lunches.
Yep, 100%. Let's get into it. Let's talk about stuff that happened. We had what seemed like it would be a quieter week, and then things got crazy.
Yeah.
We got the news that we've all been talking about and hoping for. Ronda Rousey versus Charlotte Flair versus Becky Lynch for the Raw Women's Championship will be the true main event of WrestleMania. It will close the show. It was put out a report on WWE.com and quickly got picked up and shared everywhere. Does this feel like a catharsis? How do you feel about that? We'll talk about what happened on SmackDown separately.
But that's hard. It's hard to do, because they gave me one day of being so happy for my news and being like, yes, they deserve this. This is so awesome. I'm so pleased. Thank you for confirming this and doing the right thing. And then they did the other thing. And now I'm like, why did you have to take the thing that I loved? Because now I feel bad for everyone else involved. I was so happy. I mean, it's awesome, and it's right. That's the thing. I think we talk about this a lot, of like what makes a good storyline, what makes something work. And 9 times out of 10, it would be so easy for them to make it work, because it just feels right. You know it works because it's Kofi Mania. Feels right.
Mm-hmm.
This feels right.
In the zeitgeist.
Yes, it's not difficult. They've done the right thing, so everyone's happy.
That's how
truly ice cream Christmas.
Yes, it's finally ice cream Christmas that we deserve.
Yeah,
Matthew, how do you feel about the news?
I feel great about the news. I think it is past due. Like, this is something that we've wanted and needed for a long time. I was very much in the camp of, let's just do Becky and Ronda, please, one on one in the main event. I wanted that so badly.
Mm-hmm.
But as they've been telling this Charlotte story, I understand where they're going with it, and I can kind of get more on board with it. Until, obviously, something's happened this week that made it a little bit more complicated to get behind. But I do enjoy where this has gone and where this is going. And I think, regardless of the outcome even, I think it is a good thing for WWE to realize that this is what their audience wants. Clearly, this is something that mainstream media looks at and goes, oh, you guys are doing something good. And hopefully they'll keep doing good things.
Yeah.
I have hope.
Nice.
I'm sorry.
No, we want
all
hope.
Made a weird noise, didn't we?
Yeah, we want hope too.
Let's bask in some of the positivity for a little bit. Let's talk a little bit more about this main event. Becky will be just the second person not from North America to headline the show. Anybody want to guess who the other one?
It was Andre,
ooh, I know.
Right? Was it
Andre?
Andre the Giant.
I saw that on the internet. I didn't know it myself.
I asked that not because I knew the answer, because I was hoping one of you would, and by extension, make me feel like I knew.
Excellent.
I don't know why I would not have thought of Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
He's basically the size of France. That's how you know where he's from.
From there.
Size of France, wearing pants. That's
just hold him up to a globe, and you're like, yeah, that looks great.
That's right.
No, he's so big.
This is also the first time since WrestleMania 27 where every person in the main event will be a full-time wrestler. Asterisk, because Ronda doesn't do house shows, but that's notable too. It's not a part-time Brock coming in,
because
he has dominated the main event. I'm looking forward to it. I was also the same camp as you, Matthew. I think we all were, in that we just wanted two dudettes wrestling one another, but this does make sense. These are the three people you do this with.
Yeah. I mean, I just feel from my perspective, and it's same thing, like we all wanted what we wanted. From my looking at it, realistically, from a corporate perspective, however hot Becky is, and we all know Becky is our hero, we all love Becky, mm-hmm. Rhonda is bringing new eyes. Charlotte is their legacy brand.
Yeah.
Charlotte is the person they've pinned everything on, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, she just always is. She always was going to be. They weren't going to do the first women's WrestleMania main event without her, regardless of whether she was needed.
I hate it because sometimes I also have to do that thing where I have to divorce myself as this is what Danielle as a fan likes, mm-hmm. and this is what Danielle, who studies industry and understands how mm-hmm. industry works. There are some things that are just, as a fan, we're always going to be mad at. And there are some things that are just the business.
Yeah. When they put her in the Hall of Fame 20 years from now, they have to mention that she was in the first women's.
All capital letters.
Yep.
Yeah.
Best for business.
Yep.
I think it also felt a bit to me like Rhonda and Becky are not very fair sparring partners as far as like on the mic or on Twitter, clearly. Ooh. And I think they needed to give Becky someone that felt more at her level and that the fans could get behind a little bit more and feel like, oh, this is a believable feud, because I think Becky just destroyed Rhonda in so many outside of the ring ways that I think they felt a little bad for Rhonda and wanted to distract from Rhonda a little bit.
You are so right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that is a great point.
That's a great observation.
So let's go along the timeline. We have the main event announced. Then on Raw, Becky confronts Rhonda for their first contact in months. And here's a clip of that.
I think these people know the best thing that happened to you was me. I saved your title run. I make you better. And that is why we are the main event of WrestleMania. Oh, and one more thing. You know how this ends. At WrestleMania, with your title above my head and your skull beneath my foot.
I mean,
oh my
good.
God,
I got goosebumps.
My foot.
Remember when it was all puns and we were all cringing?
Yeah.
Oh, she like I feel that.
You can like puns privately, but don't bring that. Don't bring that shit into the living room, for goodness sakes. We're trying to have a family conversation. But of course, on Tuesday night. Let me back up.
Can I go out? Can I leave the room?
We all have to sit in this.
Look, if I can't, you can't.
Yeah, we're all going to sit in this march together.
We all have to work today.
When you're on the road to a main event, it is customary to have the challenger or challengers built up to look strong. And the way you do that is by feeding them talented people and having them pull off victories that either make them look strong or crafty or cowardly or whatever it is you're trying to accomplish. So to that end, on Tuesday night, Charlotte got a title shot at Asuka, who has not had a contender, real contender, to her title yet. And this happened.
I can't. I'm taking the headphones off.
Great job by Charlotte.
Look at the position of Asuka's foot. Oh, my God.
Bridge.
Well, figure eight is in.
Figure eight. Is Asuka going to tap out? Oh, my God.
Okay, before we pile onto this, let's talk about the positive.
Look, I don't have to like it to understand.
It was a very good match.
Yeah.
It was so good.
It was such a good match.
Yeah.
I think if the match had not been so good, that crowd would have like revolted after that match ended.
It sucks to think that WWE goes, we have a pool of 30 minutes for women's matches, let's say. This is what it feels like as a fan. We have 30 minutes allotted for women's matches. We have a women's main event. We'll give it 25 minutes to 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then that will be... Oh, no, because it's a tag team match, too.
It's a tag team match.
So tag team gets 10, and then they get 20. Battle Royals on the pre-show.
For
you can
sure.
book that 100%.
Yeah.
Buy cruiserweights.
Yeah.
So WrestleMania is going to last 18 hours.
Yes.
And we're going to get half an hour of the women. And we're getting one match that's got 3 women. We're getting one match that's got 8 women.
Yeah.
And then everyone else gets chucked in the Battle Royal.
Lindsay, when do you pee?
When do I pee? I'm thinking AJ Randy.
Yeah.
I've earmarked them for a pee soft drink collection.
What about Andre the Giant if it happens in the middle? That's
you know,
a pee.
I was,
break,
but,
right?
Well, because now I kind of want to watch Michael Che and Colin Jost.
Really?
I kind of do.
Okay, good.
Look what they did.
I've decided,
broke Lindsay.
I know. I think they're going to eliminate Braun, and I think I'm going to enjoy that. I would love
that. Oh, that'd be very good.
Remember, also, I'm worried that Gronk is going to show up in it. But that's
for, oh, I think he's going to win it.
Yeah.
Oh, Gronkadonkadoo.
Gronkadonkadoo is going to come to life.
He wants us to have that t-shirt. So I'm in for that. I'm in for that. Oh, there's other stuff. There's plenty of matches I don't care about at WrestleMania, and they all seem to be two dudes.
Oh, well, that's what makes me angry.
I know.
Two dudes is supposed to be the thing we like.
I know.
Surprise.
But I'd love it if it was two dudettes.
Got
I'd be like, way happier.
Oh, I got monkey pod. I should have said two people.
Yeah.
Instead of two dudes.
See?
I ruined it.
That was it. That was the big mistake. Matthew, from a storyline perspective, I feel like as fans, the thing we try to do is make it fit somehow or try to second guess or Monday morning quarterback or whatever you call it, try to figure out how does this benefit the story? What is the possible logic? What do you have on that front?
I look at it as I think Vince or somebody saw that Photoshopped image that's been going around the internet of Becky, Charlotte, Bailey, and Sasha all holding titles above their head at the end of WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. And he said, ooh, let's make that happen somehow.
And I love that. Like, I saw that image and I got such a wrestle boner for it and I was really into it. I'm not against that part of it, but it doesn't help the match to me. All it does is damage not just Oscar, but all of the other women. All you've done is say this belt isn't important enough for us to give it its own storyline, that you aren't good enough to defend it. We're just taking it from you, putting it in with the other white lady's toys, which doesn't help either. Like, I mean, didn't they advertise a number one contender match for last night that was supposed to be Naomi, Carmella, Sonya, and Mandy to find out Oscar's contender? And then they were like, shush, forget that. We know we said it.
I think there's a lot of logic that's falling apart with this idea, too, because, like, one, I think Charlotte needs to explain why she wants to be in this match now because she has a championship. Yeah. So why does she want to fight for another one?
Yeah.
And two, they're still tweeting about it being for the Raw Women's Championship. But I noticed immediately the first graphic they put up after Charlotte won the belt was an image that just said main event. It no longer said Raw Women's Championship main event.
Yeah,
so I don't know what they're going to do.
I don't know. I don't like it, but they're protecting Ronda.
Yeah.
That's what you do, because Becky can still come out of it with a title.
She can come out of it with both titles if they put them both
on
the line.
Well, then this is the concern. I don't see a version of this that I'm comfortable with, because either the SmackDown Women's title isn't on the line, which then why does she have it? Why is she in it? This is entirely pointless and it just makes me crazy. Or they're going to unify. And if they're going to unify, it means they are taking away one of the women. And we all know there are too many belts right now. But do you know why there aren't too many belts? For the women. You can't give us the tag and then take away a woman's belt.
Here's the thing. I don't mind Becky having both titles, but you can't. The women's tag titles are the ones you can float between brands. You do not float the pinnacle of, you know, this is the belt that you do not float. But I will say, as long as they don't unify it, and because that would drive me crazy, you're absolutely right. If Becky just has both belts, that's kind of dope.
That seems fine.
I'm willing to give it space to see what happens.
I'm trying.
You remember we talked about this last week, Matthew, last week we were talking about how, for me, it feels like the story's become stale and nothing's happened, so they've been treading water. This certainly moves it forward. It sucks for Asuka. I'm glad that it was not by any stretch of the imagination a squash.
No.
It was the match it needed to be. It was the match that should have happened at WrestleMania after Charlotte taking an L last year at WrestleMania. Yeah. I think that probably would have been more satisfactory to all of us.
But concern is that, and there were lots of rumors, I'd say I try and avoid rumors that she Twitter and stuff day of these days, but I saw a lot of stuff on Twitter with people saying there are last minute changes being made to SmackDown tonight. They're playing it very close to their chest. Watch out for a big match. They've gone from number one contender match to announcing an Oscar match. So as soon as Charlotte came out and Becky said, what is she even bringing to this match? I'm like, I know what she's bringing. She's bringing the belt. And then I had a small cry. It feels to me like, and this is wild speculation, which is why we're all here, right?
Vince
had his big announcement. It was on ESPN. Everyone was so excited. And Vince, in the style of Vincent Kennedy McMahon couldn't leave well alone. That he was just like, I've made this incredible chili and all of the ingredients are exceptional and this is going to be the greatest chili that was ever made. What else could I put in the chili? I don't know. And he just starts throwing shit in the chili until we get to a point where I'm like, is it even chili anymore? I don't know. I ordered chili and I don't know if this is chili now, but okay. I've gone too far with my metaphor.
I stopped listening when you said
look,
chili because
like
I'm hungry.
So hungry. I haven't eaten today.
What you're saying is that ice cream Christmas became shit chili.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I ordered ice cream Christmas and now I'm getting a shit chili.
Hey, Coldstone, where the hell did you get this chili? And stop mixing it in. It looks like...
They were like, can we put some kale in it? I was like, sure, yeah. I guess it's okay if you put a little kale in my chili, sneak some veggies into my diet.
No,
and then when it came, it was all kale.
And like three beans.
Three beans. And it's vegan.
And we like two beans. That's what we've been calling for here all this time.
two beans.
Two beans.
It's just, I'm trying really hard to retain hope. I'm trying really hard to stay optimistic. I want to be Hal in this situation and believe that this is going to play out
in the
right way.
And when have we ever had Hal be the most What is happening?
But I am just so...
Something's in the air.
It's partly because I just think they are... over-gilding this lily, or just gilding it, that's the saying, in the first place. And secondly, I just feel so, so despondent for all the other women. Putting it in this match to me just means you may as well just not have it at all. That's how I feel about it. I feel like you've just made it utterly irrelevant because they're not fighting over this belt. This belt was never the thing they were fighting for. It was not what they wanted. They wanted... This match was never even really about a belt.
Never.
It was about who's best. And now you've just taken a belt from someone who needed it to an extent.
And there was a time when the belt did mean who was best.
Yeah.
But we've
Brock
all
and
known
Ronda
for...
have kind of trashed
That's
that.
Been a long time.
It's been a long time since having the belt meant you were the best, which is a bummer. And maybe, hopefully, one shining note is that... No, I'll stop talking.
No, this is going to make it all good again.
Well,
we did it.
Let's punch the air, you guys.
We had another match that was supposed to be the main event that everybody thought would be, which is Brock Lesnar and Seth Rollins. And it's been relegated to earlier in WrestleMania. We don't know where. We don't know where the card is going to be
stacked. I would
just
do it first, have Seth win, and let me start my evening off in a pleasant fashion.
The problem is this storyline is very similar to every other Brock storyline, which is you are the part-time champion. I'm the heart and soul of this company. I'm going to beat you. Matthew, does this make you any less... Does this change your level of anticipation for the match? I don't want to assume that you were either really jazzed about it or really blasé about it, but... Does the fact that the storyline feels so recycled, is this a better version of the storyline we've seen before? How do you feel about it?
I do like the idea of putting it on first because I'm sure Brock wants to go home early.
He definitely does. He won't even turn off the engine.
You can see a helicopter just take off right after
the
match.
Just leave the car running. Leave the Uber running. I'll
drop
be right
the ladder
back
like it's Superman 2 and he's escaping from prison.
Sable, I'm coming.
Yeah. Otis, get off. I'm leaving.
But yeah, I didn't really care that much. I still don't care a lot, but this week I think helped me a little bit care because Seth's promo about the WWE universe, like it's him and the universe against Brock Lesnar, and Paul Heyman really helping drive that home, calling it a handicap match now, I think gave a little bit of extra weight to it that we haven't had from this very similar storyline in the past. Right. I still don't. Yeah, I care so little about Brock in general that any storyline involving him doesn't really register with me. And I like in my heart of hearts, my dream of dreams, I just fantasy booking. I want Seth to be heel again. So can we just have Heyman turn on Brock and help Seth win, please?
Oh, I love that.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
I know it's not going to happen,
lovely,
but I really
though,
want
it
to.
Yeah. Because he's going to go away for... ever.
Wouldn't
it
be nice if Heyman turned and
be the one who sends him home. That's a good idea.
And would be the one who sends him home.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Before we go to the break, let's take a quick look at the other women's match at Mania. We speculated about it last week, but now it is official. And we touched on not super jazzed about the four-way women's match for the tag titles. Do you think that Natalya and Beth Phoenix walk away with this one?
No,
does Beth get a WrestleMania moment in this way?
I think they retain. I think Bayley and Sasha retain.
And I think that this is Beth's WrestleMania, which she has earned.
Like, sure.
Yeah.
She won't, there is a long tradition where if you're a veteran or you're quitting or whatever, you go out on your back.
Yeah.
Beth has no problems going out on her back. And in fact, in this thing that we love, that is the honorable way to do it.
What do you think, Matthew?
Same. I just want ladders in this match, maybe, to make it a little bit more interesting.
Oh, super interesting.
Oh, we're going to talk about ladders later. But I would love a ladder.
Ladders. I like it. Well, if you have any thoughts on everything we've discussed so far, including ladders, let us know about them at facebook.com/group/tightsfights or /and. Yeah, I do it in reverse. I'm a maverick. At tightsfights on Twitter and Instagram. When we come back, more big things that happen on the road to Kofi. I mean, WrestleMania. You're listening to Tights and Fights. But first, let's talk about the final stretch of Max Fun Drive, y'all. Folks, it's Max Fun Drive. Right now, the latest update I have on Tights and Fights is that as of yesterday, which is Tuesday, the 26th of
March.
Thank you.
Thank Look, you, Lindsay, for knowing dates.
None of us are in a great headspace right now, but mine is because I tiled.
Tie.
We're at 188 new and upgrading members who are contributing specifically to our show to keep Tights and Fights on the air. Bringing you that fresh, hot wrestling realness every week.
Oh, jeez. Thanks, y'all.
So I just wanted to review with you wrestling nicknames for everybody who is a new member or upgrading member at the $20 level or above.
Have you heard what Julian does with these? He is an auteur.
Take us through the process, Julian. What's going on?
Yeah. Oh, well, first of all, the first thing is, does your name lend itself to a pun? And that's usually the first place that I go. And then it's like, if I can't come up with anything, I'll say, what are some things that you're really interested in? And then I'll come up with a pun based on all of that stuff. So,
see?
Because I'm just going to get your names from our lovely business team over here this year. And if I can't come up with anything, I'm going to email you and ask you, hey, I need to know some things that you're interested in.
No, and that's
a huge process. Yeah. That's a much more considered process than I put into writing books.
Artisanal.
So this is crazy.
I've heard tell of some members of the Nation of Conversation, our lovely community, who have canceled their New Japan World and WWE Network memberships and taken that money that is paid out on a monthly basis and put it towards us.
What?
Did you know that?
No.
That's a little DYK.
That's
from
crazy.
HAL.
That's a Baby. Lot of pressure. Yes. But it makes me so happy.
We sure do appreciate it. And listen, you can go to MaximumFun.org/donate. You can get involved for as little as $5 a month, which is less than either of those.
Yep.
Every single contribution can make a huge difference. So don't think just because you're not going at the $20 level and getting a name or anything like that, that you aren't having a huge impact. You are. And we definitely appreciate all of the people who support us this way and in general.
It always just seems so crazy to me when what we will and won't spend our money on, because I like to support, I write books, so I like to support artists when I can. If someone's creating a thing and I have the money to support them, I want to buy it. So if my friend writes a book, I buy that book.
Totally. Like, I love you.
Yeah, exactly.
She got mad at me because I bought, like, all of her
I
books.
I did get mad at you.
And she got really cranky because she was like, I could just give you the books. And I was like, but I want to. But
this is like this is a good thing you can do with $5 if you have $5. That's realistically, I realize the price of coffee is obscene, but that's like a fancy coffee is $5.
Yeah, imagine
not even fancy these days.
I'll make you a coffee
if you
just
go
give us the $5.
If you eat out once a week, you tip your server.
Yes. Yeah.
If you were to tip us $1.25 for every show we put out in a month, that's $5. That is it.
You and your math.
That's just a little. That's a little something. That's just like a way for you to say thank you to us. Couldn't be easier to become a member, so I'm going to tell you how to do it. And then as soon as we're done telling you how to do it, just hit pause and go do it right now because you're thinking about it going, that is a great idea. I do love the show. You've convinced me. Here's what you do. You go to MaximumFun.org/donate. You take just a minute to fill out some basic information, who you are. You set up a credit card because it is a recurring monthly contribution. You say, $5 a month, that's what I can do. Great. And then the most important part is you are asked during that process which shows on the Max Fun Network you listen to. Mm-hmm. And this is the biggest moment of all. This is not just some informal poll. The shows that you select will be the ones that benefit directly from the lion's share of your contribution. Portion of it helps keep the lights on and pay everybody here at Max Fun, like our producer Julian Burrell.
Who, I mean, if don't do it for us. Do it for Julian.
Do it for him.
Truth.
He's a newlywed.
Yeah, he's got a protein powder that's not by itself, and we want to keep him in optimal shape.
So be sure to check the box for Tights and Fights when you are setting up your membership. And it feels great to do it. This is an amazing community. Last night was the Max Fun meetup. I got to see a bunch of people get together. And just the one thing bringing them together was their love of podcasts. But they were making friends, getting to know one another. It had a shorthand. I know for our particular community, we all love wrestling. That is something that we share. Mm-hmm. And that is such a special thing. And this allows you an even deeper connection and a feeling of ownership over the show. Like, hey, I'm making this happen. Every time I hear it, it's going to make you smile just a little bit wider.
Guys, legit, last year I got to do a podcast at the lip of the Grand Canyon after a deer ate my dress. There was a McElroy there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That kind of stuff
so exciting.
Only happens during Max Fun Drive.
That was actually, that was one of our bonuses. That was one of...
that was a network-wide...
It was a network-wide bonus.
Because the network has a goal of 25,000 new and upgrading members, but we can make it. This is as of yesterday. We are trucking along. Mm-hmm. Get on it right now. Go to MaximumFun.org/donate. But for now, please return to listening to our show and enjoy it.
Tyson Bites Podcast. Tyson Bites.
Welcome back to Tights and Fights. I'm Hal Lublin. I'm joined today by...
Danielle Radford.
And...
Lindsay Kelp.
And...
Matthew Gatos.
Yes!
Yay!
Everyone, can exhale. It finally happened. After weeks of trials and tribulations, Kofi Kingston finally has a match with Daniel Bryan for the WWE Championship at WrestleMania. Big E and Xavier Woods helped their boy out by winning a tag team gauntlet match, and the entire roster celebrated. Favorite moment... The Usos.
Oh, totally, yeah.
And everybody knows there's one person who deserves to fight for the WWE Championship, and that's Kofi Kingston. So with that being said, your new day. Good luck, Us, because we forfeit.
Wow! The Usos.
Maybe this year, this whole thing might be my favorite moment of... the last year.
Mm-hmm. It was one of my favorite things of wrestling. Like, it was maybe so ever. So amazing.
And obviously I love Becky, but I feel like my love of what she did is tempered by the fact that I know that she was unconscious during all of it.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully she'll remember WrestleMania, but you're right.
Don't know.
Oh, it made me so happy.
Yeah.
It made me so happy. Because we were watching it on TV live, and I may or may not have been on the edge of the sofa jumping up and down screaming, they're going to lie down! They're going to lie down! And they didn't even lie down. They just forfeited, and it was so beautiful. It made me so happy.
Yeah.
We don't get, we do. And this is why we love this stupid, awful, terrible, wonderful, amazing, dumb thing. Because when the moments are good,
so
they will stick with you forever.
Yeah. Vince still has it. He still got it. He can do it.
Really hard. Yeah.
Look, he makes all those decisions.
I don't give him credit for most of that.
Yeah. And
not when it comes to black folks doing cool stuff.
No,
I just don't
buy it. I feel like someone pitched that to Vince and he was like, sure, okay, we're short on time.
Listen,
as with most things, look, I'm just going to credit Dave Schilling. I don't know if it was him.
It was probably Dave Schilling.
But I'm going to credit him.
Almost certainly.
All
Dave
I'm
Schilling.
Saying is if we're shitting on him rightfully for all the things he does wrong,
yes.
This was a masterfully executed. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that the other two members of the New Day had to come in and back him up after being banned from ringside.
Yes.
It's really, really good storytelling.
Yeah, yep. I loved it.
Keeps them strong as a unit.
And everyone looked great.
Everyone looked amazing. No one looked weak. Really great moments when they happen. They are great. Dave Schilling did it.
We're shilling for Schilling.
Schilling for Schilling.
What's happening now?
Matthew,
we're the Shill podcast.
Since your dark ages were 2003 to 2014, similar to me, you missed the majority of Daniel Bryan's first run in WWE.
Mm-hmm.
But you got the tail end of the Yes Movement, him going away, him coming back briefly and going away, and then his final return. What kind of impact has this angle had on you with that in mind?
I mean, for me, like the Daniel Bryan of it all, I really liked his new character when he came back, and I think he's doing a great job as a heel. It's so good. And so I think what many people have talked about on podcasts, but specifically I've heard Stone Cold talk about where he says you take your real life personality and just amp it up 11.
Yeah.
And that's what this feels like with Daniel Bryan is like, We've seen him on Total Bellas. This is kind of who he is.
He's a bully. He's a vegan bully.
He does great water.
He's so great.
He makes people compost his poop.
Right. And so this is that guy telling their opponent, compost my poop.
Yep.
And I think it's great. And so I am interested, like, who went into the writers' meeting and was like, I have a pitch. Vince, you're going to be racist in this. So, and who said,
Vince
was
like,
great idea.
What was just pointed out about my character that exists already?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Vince, just say what you said at Thanksgiving.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Just do that and don't sneeze.
All right, I'm going to do it. Let's do it. Come on.
But I think it's great. And I think last night during the SmackDown match when I was watching it, it was so good, especially the Usos moment like you guys talked about. But even like the end, I both wanted everyone to come out and congratulate Kofi, but I was also very happy that they let just Xavier and Big E and Kofi hang out for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in that moment, like, my eyes were watering, and my fiance was sitting on the couch with me, and she is like a casual wrestling watcher. And she was like, why is this making me so emotional? And I was like, I'm right there with you. This is so good and so effective.
Okay, we get it. You have a fiance.
He's off the market, ladies.
Let's move around the card a little bit. Another title match has been made official for Mania. Finn Balor getting another shot at the IC title against Bobby Lashley. And assuming Leo Rush will be somewhere running around the ringside. He's
got
to be.
Yeah, he's
I'm
got
sure
kids.
He'll get that money. Do you think this is the demon's going to come out? The human mop? Is he coming?
I don't know. I don't care. If Finn doesn't win, I just, like, why? Just leave. Just they're making a mockery of you, my love.
I'm not.
I'm speaking to you directly now as a friend.
Listen, I better not see that demon.
Take your abs and your dick point and point your dick somewhere else.
I mean, just point it all over the internet. There's money to be made. Get that sweet, sweet spunk on.
Hi, I'm a cam guy now.
I would
Finn
pay
Balor.
So much money.
Whoa. We would all pay so much money.
Finn Balor is for .everybody is my website.
Oh my God. Be a Patreon thought. I will pay for that Patreon.
Patreon thought.
Yes.
I hope he better not bring out that demon. If he didn't bring it out to try and beat Brock Lesnar, he better not bring it out to beat Bobby Lashley.
Hasn't Bobby Lashley said something like, I'm going to beat the demon out of him, which suggests that might be what they're going to do.
You know what? If he comes out with that demon, I hope he gets squashed. I hate that demon thing. I don't like it.
I love it. But here's my pitch. The demon. But it's just his dick point.
I've been listening.
he dick points, and then all of a sudden, those weird white boy dreads come out.
Are the dreads on his head or his penis?
Yeah.
I think you know the answer.
Or even on his butt.
Both.
He just comes, make it like a tail.
What if he points to his penis and then Leo Rush turns into dust like Infinity War?
Yeah, that works. Can he make his penis snap?
Probably.
You know, I feel like he definitely could.
Mm-hmm. I mean, y'all.
If anyone could.
Yeah.
If anyone could.
Exactly. You can see the outline of it. I mean,
so
you
I'm
tell
here
me.
For the dick snap. I want to be in the arena when the dick snaps.
Again, how is WrestleSplania the horny podcast? We've been talking about dick snaps for like 3 minutes. I'm coming for you, WrestleSplania.
We're taking you down. Also on the card, we have Samoa Joe versus Rey Mysterio for the U.S. title. I will not lie. I was watching the Asuka Charlotte match and then this morning and I thought to myself, who has the U.S. title?
Took
again?
Me a whole 3 minutes when I was brushing my teeth this morning. Mm-hmm. I genuinely was like, wait, it's not Truth anymore. Is it Truth? Maybe
right.
It is Truth.
That
wait,
was how
is
I got
truth?
There.
And then I'm like, oh, it's Joe.
It's Samoa Joe.
I love that guy.
I had to Google it, you guys.
Oh, we love him.
I am well. It's in the archives.
Yeah, if it's not dick snapping, it's cutting promos on body parts. So, I mean.
Oh, you're so good at writing, Kelk.
I try.
Thank you.
I'm English. I can't say it.
Whatever, Yorkshire. I believe in you.
We do have our own words.
I have high expectations for this match because, it reminds me of the curtain jerker from WrestleMania 2002, mm-hmm. Which was Rey versus Angle. And you're like, what match is? How good is this match even going to be?
Could we still
and then,
have that? Could
it was
we
great.
Change what we have and have that?
You really want Angle Mysterio now?
I mean, I don't want
do that
Angle
to Kurt.
Corbin.
Don't do that to Kurt. Well, let's talk about that then.
No,
Kurt. He wrestled
just
Samoa Joe.
That's probably another time that I'm going to go for a wee, and I feel bad about that. I don't want it. I don't want it.
Who does anyone?
I don't
does anyone
know.
In the world?
I'm going to be there, and if I see one person enjoying themselves, I will have stern words. Everyone better have their phones out. I swear to God. Unless it's just massive Kurt Angle stans who want to watch Kurt's last match, that's fine. But I see one person, even with a hint or a suggestion of enjoying that match, I will go the full Donny.
The full Donny.
The full Donny. Yeah, the full Donny. Wait, they don't call it Donkatraz for nothing.
Wait, is they call it the full Donny?
They do, yeah.
Oh, I'm using that from
Donny,
now on.
Yeah, Donny is the abbreviation.
Yeah,
the
I'm using that.
Abbreviation
I'm using that from now on. It's great.
Yeah. We got two prisons.
By the way.
And you're so small.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why they call it Donkatraz. It's fun.
You know, I love your accent so much, Lindsay. And you saying stern words might be my favorite. Stern words.
Thanks.
They keep building up Drew McIntyre for his match over Roman Reigns, and they keep doing it by having him beat Dean Ambrose.
We have more of this segment to go. It turns out.
In a last man standing match, we're almost done, I swear. Matthew, how do you feel about Dean Ambrose leaving? You also weren't there for most of the Shield, which I wasn't either. The main thing you saw was them breaking up and fighting one another.
Yeah, and so I think I don't have that like love of like when they push their fists together, like nothing really happens inside of me. So
nothing happens inside of us ever, Matthew. We're all dead.
Well, also, I feel like it just happens like every 6 months now. They're like, yeah, here you go again. Be
just
happy.
Just touching fists.
Yeah. And so
one
for
day,
me,
they're going to give us like that Power Rangers thing where they touch fists and now they're all dinosaurs.
Yeah, I'm into that.
I mean, I'm way more interested in like dinosaur Dean Ambrose than human Dean Ambrose.
Yes.
Because out of the three of them, as I've been watching since WrestleMania 30, it's just, he's always been my least favorite of the three.
Hard say.
And watching like real life footage of him and our interviews and anything as well, he doesn't seem incredibly personable and somebody I like to
hate. I hate him, Matthew. I've got all wound up. I found something in my calendar today from April 2014. And this is when I went to WrestleMania 30 and we had a minute. I was there for press and we had a moment talking to Dean Ambrose. And I was trying to work out some dates earlier and I made notes of what I did each day at WrestleMania in my calendar. And I'm just going to hand this out to show everyone what it says about when I met Dean Ambrose. Because it's not kind. He was not pleasant. He was rude. He was dismissive. He was just very unpleasant to us. And then at the end interview...
Can I read it?
Can I read it?
You read it.
Access, Dean Ambrose. What a cunt. Arnott went to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I mean,
but
I just
the important part
idea.
Is... Can you say it, please?
What
Lindsay?
A cunt.
What a... No one says
sorry,
cunt like
I don't like
cunt.
To say it on the air because I know people are offended by it because they're not
it's
from
different.
Doncaster.
It's not, it's not the same, you guys.
He was so awful. He was so rude. That's going to be a Dean spin-off show, I
Matthew,
guess.
Would you watch Totes Cunts?
If it's just Dean Ambrose by himself, no.
Seems unlikely.
If it's like him and John Cena hanging out a lot, that sounds right for the name of the show, but...
Ooh. Loves it.
Poor Julian. He's
Dean,
just shaking his head.
We have rules here in this house. We wear slippers in the cigar room, and we only eat white meats out by the
pool. It
would
actually be like The Odd Couple, and I would totally watch it.
Yeah, I'm interested.
Now I'm just picturing the Curb Your Enthusiasm music.
What would it take for you to watch a Dean Ambrose show? Let us know at facebook.com/group/tightsfights and at tightsfights on Twitter and Instagram. When we come back, we've got some things from the wrestling world that we want to share with you. You're listening to Tights and Fights. Hey, how about a little bit more info on the Max Fun Drive? It's ending! It's ending! Hurry!
Oh, no.
Klaxon, klaxon, klaxon. All right, we talked about gifts. This is the Maximum Fun Drive, MaximumFun.org/donate. I'm going to say it so many times during this break. One more time right now, MaximumFun.org/donate. When you set up your membership, why would you do it now as opposed to any other time in the year? Manish Tana, Ha Drive Hazeh, as we would say during Pesach in my household. It's
sure.
Hebrew. It's fine.
Okay, good.
Oh, cool.
All of the Jewish listeners are people who speak Hebrew.
You know,
that was a Passover reference.
That is dope. Happy Passover.
Thank you.
Is it Passover?
It's close. We're getting there. We're getting there. It's right after Easter.
Happy Passover.
Thank you. I just wanted to review with you. We have some show-specific stretch goals, so I thought it would be fun for us to talk about those for a minute. Like I said in the first break, there are 188 new and upgrading members who support Tights and Fights specifically. That is as of Tuesday the 26th. So if we hit 200 which doesn't seem that far off, you're going to get a very special mailbag episode that's nonstop questions. And we will take requests for things that we will do and or recreate from wrestling within reason. Within reason. Calm down.
I don't get to chop the crap out of Hal again, but maybe I do. But I probably don't. But maybe I do.
Who knows?
Do y'all remember that?
Let's not just take it off the table altogether.
It's on there. Here's the other thing. 300. If we can get to 200, we can get to 300. We're probably at 200 already. If you're hearing this, we will update you on our Facebook group and on Twitter. But when we hit 300, we will do a full review episode of a Marine movie of your choice. I've only seen the first one. That is the only one I saw.
They're all so good.
I'm so excited. Lindsay, this is the moment we were made for.
Yeah, this is what we've been waiting for. This is the whole reason that we exist.
This is Avengers Endgame. Avenge the fallen.
Avenge the Marines.
That's right. At 400, we can hit 4. I know we can. These are
we
all
can
attainable.
Because I want to do this.
By end of day Friday.
So come on, guys.
At 400, we'll do another musical episode. You love it when we spontaneously sing? Well, you get a whole episode of it. There'll be sing-alongs, improv wrestling promos. And I will throw in as a sweetener a produced track. Julian and I will come in and we'll do a full track of me performing the entire WrestleMania 10 rap. Of Mo, Oscar, and Mabel, Man on a Mission.
As amazing as that is, and I am so ready for it, guess who doesn't sing? Lindsay Kelk.
Yeah, well, I don't, but I did say a couple of weeks ago we would entertain as a stretch goal, perhaps Al? Who's Al?
That's who knows? You can call me
Al.
I went
fully Cockney before.
Hello, Al.
Yeah. Me and Al
all
will
right.
Recreate our Oliver days.
Oh, yeah.
And we would bust out and I'd do anything.
That's true. We could do that.
Here's the great thing about me wanting to hear Hal do a Cockney accent. That's bad. I need it and I never knew I did.
Yeah.
And I mostly need to watch Lindsay watch Hal do a Cockney accent.
Lindsay's here for that.
It's going to be so good. I don't know why you're talking like it's going to be bad.
It's going to be so good.
So good.
No, it's going to be amazing, and I'm so excited.
You won't
for
know.
It.
You'll be like, wait a minute. Is Hal from Cockneyville?
Well-known town.
Well-known town.
From Cockneyville.
Right near Manchesterton Downs.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's actually right
Absolutely.
Across the road.
Yeah.
Good call.
And
good
Chunt upon Warwick. They're right next to one another. At 500, this is our final stretch goal, and we can do it if we try. I don't know what that means. We will have a meetup, a Tights and Fights meetup. What's more, we'll find a local bar in Los Angeles on a WWE pay-per-view Sunday, and we will get them to turn the TV to that pay-per-view, and we'll watch along with anyone and everyone who can show up.
Which is great. So
come hang out.
We've done meetups before.
Yep,
and I think
fun.
Y'all were like mega shy because we would go and we would say like, hey, we have a table outside. And then I would walk through to pee and people would say, hey, Danielle. And then not come over and hang out with us because I think. But we're accessible.
Yes. Yeah. This one will be a legit straight up come hang out, watch wrestling with us, meet up. We'll bring our own Apple TV and I shall speak sternly to the manager of the bar.
Oh, full Donnie?
Yes, I will go. Well, I'm hoping to not need to go full Donnie. I'm just hoping to be very British.
But you'll have it
but
there.
But then potentially if I need to, you know, make things happen.
Yep. If you're interested and you have the means and you want to become a member of Max Fun and support our show in particular, I will tell you how to do that right now. You go to MaximumFun.org/donate. You give just a little bit of information. You tell them who you are. You give them a credit card so that you set up your recurring monthly contribution. And the most important part is when they ask you what podcasts you listen to, check the box for Tights and Fights. That ensures that a portion of your contribution, the lion's share of it, heads over our way to keep the lights on when we're here. We truly would not continue to be here without the support of all of you, without the support of the community, both the people who are able to afford a membership and people who are not. Your support and sharing us and telling us about people is what keeps this going. So we can't thank you enough. Go to MaximumFun.org/donate. Get involved right now while you're thinking about it and excited to do it. And after you're done, you'll get to hear the rest of the episode. We'll be here. We'll just wait for you. Welcome back to Tights and Fights. I'm Hal Lublin, joined today by
Danielle Radford
and
Lindsay Kelk.
And also
Matthew Gatos.
Every week, we try to end the show. It doesn't always happen, but we do it a lot. We share some of the joy of pro wrestling with you. This is what we call the three count.
And sometimes four.
Sometimes four, sometimes five, sometimes all the way to six. Matthew, you're our guest, so you will go first, as the legend foretold. What are you going to put over?
It has been written.
It has been written.
Funnily enough, we were talking about Dean Ambrose a lot, and my thing to put over actually involves him, surprisingly enough. Yay. It's the one piece of media I found where I enjoy him.
Okay.
And it is the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast YouTube channel. For those that don't know, the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast is a podcast that Curt Hawkins and Zack Ryder, under their real names Brian Myers and Matt Cardona, have. Ooh. That's just all them, like, nerding out about their friendship, because they've been friends for like 15 years.
Yeah.
And also just nerding out about their very great specific knowledge about wrestling figures. Aww. And it's so wholesome and pure, and just what I like more than the podcast is the YouTube channel, which is newer, and they do just these like little vlog segments while they're in cities, and they're searching for toys at Toys R Us that are like the ones that are still open, or they're going to Walmart to look and see if their figures are there, or they see like a weird Finn that has like weird body paint and they buy it for him and bring it back to him. And it's like, here, we found this figure of you. And it's just, it's very wholesome and nice. And I brought a clip that is just a clip from the Dean Ambrose interview where they kind of spark this little kid joy inside of Dean Ambrose that you maybe never thought was there.
No, I certainly didn't.
When you first said we have a podcast that's all about wrestling figures, I'm like, how much is there to talk about wrestling figures? You know, then I thought about it more and more, and I was talking with Ryder here about, you know, I remember my first action figure. It was one of the Bushwhackers. I'm not sure which one, because it was the only one they had at the store, and one half of the Head Shrinkers. I'm also not sure which one. And then we started talking about it, and then I got all, my eyes all got all bright and stuff, and then I started thinking, you know, it's easy to forget that you love wrestling.
Right.
And why you started loving wrestling in the first place. And it brought me back to my childhood and just I love wrestling and I like you guys. And I said, you know, I'm putting my money where my mouth is.
Yes.
I'm coming on.
Well, Jonathan, thank you for being on the show.
So literally that's kind of like those good sentimental feelings, I think, is more than half of what this podcast is all about.
Yeah, because
oh my God, I'm going to watch every episode of that.
Yeah.
I love figures and that's, oh man, I love friendship. That's dope.
And it's very nice, and it's very – luckily right now there's not a lot of videos to catch up on. Mm-hmm. I think there's more episodes of the actual podcast to catch up on, but there's not a lot on the YouTube channel. And I think part of it is that I like the wholesomeness, but also it's because I wish I could be that level of collector at a certain – like,
yeah, right?
I have – inside my head, I stop myself, and I have like two figures on my desk at work. But I look at their toy rooms and I'm just like, oh my, if I had all the money and all the space in the world, I would definitely have this same room.
Same. Yeah. I have to avoid collecting things because collecting things.
Yeah. Danielle, what would you like to put over?
So this week, and this WWE does this thing where on their YouTube, they will occasionally have people rewatch their matches. And this week, they had Shawn Michaels and Razor Ramon rewatch their ladder match, which is one of the obviously most iconic ladder matches ever. And, you know, they're both very charismatic guys. One of them obviously talks way more than the other, but it's really good and y'all should watch it. Okay, bye.
Hey, yo.
I'm Shawn Michaels.
I'm Scott Hall.
And we are here reminiscing about WrestleMania 10, our storied legendary ladder match.
So we're told. Legendary ladder match.
Ladder match.
Cookie. Never. Never. We climb ladder, get IC titles.
Me
smile. S is for God. Smile. Me lose it in the ring. No fighting Bret Hart. Unless we screw him. Me and what Curtin call it, Madison Square Garden.
That's him chewing the scenery.
Yeah.
Me born again now. C is for Christian. Good enough for me.
Yes.
Play car mechanic in film for WWE.
I'm sorry.
I can't. I'm gonna break the studio.
Cookie.
Lindsay.
No.
What you put over, Lindsay? You put over me casket match with Undertaker? Me hurt back.
Oh, well, Sean.
Remember me unsanctioned return against Triple H in 2002? Me jump off ladder. But first me shrug. Me go, why not? Then me jump. Remember?
I remember
me oversell against Hulk Hogan in 2005?
You were right in that, though, Cookie Sean.
Me no want to wrestle him. Me make cartoons. Wrestling.
Cookie Sean does not like racists, and we stand for him.
Me no like racists.
They make his smile go away.
I was going to put something else over, but can I put that over so we could just listen to it again?
See, for compassion. Me understand other people.
What do you want to put over, Lindsay?
I don't know anymore. I'm going to put over the Bella Twins, who we now officially know are retiring. They have officially retired from the ring. Their retirement was kind of tucked away on totes bells. So I feel kind of bad. I feel like they're definitely going to get their in-ring moment at some point, but they didn't get it because they got it on their Teeves show, which made me kind of sad. It's like, oh, they deserve it. They've worked really hard. And they really sprung the Nikki retirement on us because that was the end of season surprise.
Yeah.
So, I just want to put over the Bellas. I saw a lot of people tweeting stuff like, oh, say what you want about the Bellas, but they were great. And I'm like, no, don't say what you want about the Bellas. Just say
you don't have to
they were great.
It.
How soon till they're in the Hall of Fame?
Honestly, next year. I would have even put them in this year, but
maybe
next year spins it out a little bit longer.
Yeah.
I saw some people say, but we're already having Tori Wilson and Chyna. Like,
and
yeah,
you can only do two women.
I'm like, wouldn't it be amazing if this year when they had the women's main event, they just put a ton of women in?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think I would put them in this year. I think they would be great. While there's fame is still riding so high, I think it would be great, but
from the stars above.
It's great.
Oh, man.
Even if you don't like the music, it's such iconic music because you hear it and you know it.
Remember on Toad Steve's when Brie got her own music that she sang, and then Nikki was trying to sing this.
And she couldn't sing, and it was beautiful.
It was so sweet because not everyone is good at everything. And she is great. Nikki has a great kinetic intelligence that a lot of us don't have. She has educated hands and feet.
Super committed, super loyal and dedicated. She is, I mean, that woman got herself into some crazy shape and stayed there. That is impressive.
Me love female wrestlers. Remember? Remember when me managed by Sherry Martel? Remember?
Me does.
Me remember that fondly. Sherry, great worker.
I would like to put over something musical. I don't even want to set it up. Tell me something, boy.
We had to fight over who got to put this over, by the way. Also, good for you, Elias, for learning to play a song.
Yeah, well done.
Finn's about to break. It's so funny. He wants to just die right now.
Three chords and the truth, man. That's all you need.
And Finn's super on board for it.
Sounds better than Bradley Cooper. I said it.
I still haven't seen the film. I refuse to at this point.
It's the same one you've seen.
Yeah, exactly. I've seen it.
I like
it.
Come on, baby boy. Point your dick towards the microphone.
Aww.
Yay!
Oh my God, he's extra Irish when he says that.
Boyd.
Can you imagine like all of them getting together to do like a group trip to the movies to watch this together?
Yeah. I actually can confirm that a bunch of them did, because at Evolution, I asked a lot of people what was the last movie they saw, and it was The Glorious Iconics, who at the exact same time went, A Star is Born! And they were like, we all went to see it together. And I was like,
of course you did.
Yeah. It's like, all right, guys, did everybody Venmo me? I don't want to get stuck with a $50 ticket like I did last time.
Definitely did.
All right, that does it for Tights and Fights. We are a podcast on the Maximum Fun Network. This week, your hosts were Danielle Radford and Lindsay Kelk, along with me, Hal Lublin. Matthew, thank you so much for joining us.
Yay!
Please tell all of our listeners a little bit about your podcast and where they should be following you.
Well, you can follow me on the internet just at Matthew Gatos, and you can find my podcast at iloveitpodcast.com. It's a really fun podcast where I talk to friends and just people I know about the things they love and why they love them, which has included everything from Linkin Park to guitars to the Scripps National Spelling Bee to the U.S. Census. So it kind of it covers everything.
Matthew, can I come on your show and talk about Philadelphia sports?
Absolutely.
Yes, I booked myself. My quest to be on every podcast is slowly happening.
Hey, Matthew, how often do you talk about when sports fans eat their own poop?
Well, so far, never, but I just booked the new guest.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
That's all we're going to talk about is the different tales. We try a whole flight of poops from different horses.
This one's
done dressage, you can tell.
This is Woody.
Clydesdale.
How lovely. Yes. Did you have something else? Sorry.
I was just going to keep going with the horse poop thing. Nice. So I don't think so.
That's enough of it.
No, you can do as much horse poop.
Well, Clydesdale poop would just taste like Budweiser, right?
That's right.
One assumes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's how they brew it.
Yeah.
I want to just say thank you. I don't want to promote anything. Just say thank you to everybody who's become a new and upgrading member during Max Fun Drive, whether you support our show or not, but I sure hope you do. And if you are listening to this before this weekend that we have released, you can still become a member and get a lot of great gifts. You heard us talk about it during the show, but it really does. Every membership makes a huge difference. So go to MaximumFun.org/donate. Lindsay?
I would also like to put over the Max Fun Drive, because that's how we get to be here. So that makes me happy. I also just, if anyone wants me, I'm on the internet at Lindsay Kelk. Come say hello and I'll chat with you about books and stuff.
Great. Danielle?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm sad, Danielle, for at least a month. It's fine. So if you want angst, I think this is probably the time to, other than my usual tweets about snarky whatever, I'm going to be extra snarky and sad. So if that's the Danielle that you like, go find me on everything. I'm also probably going to be extra hot on Instagram.
There you go.
For nice. Next month. Ooh.
I think dark Danielle. I think that's where we actually want
dark,
to go.
Yeah.
So dark Danielle.
Loves it.
So your
no
support.
Parents.
Remember? Be loved.
Our producer is Mr. Ponderful, Julian Burrell. Senior producer of Maximum Fun is Laura Swisher. Mike Eagle's the voice behind our theme music. We are putting him over for that. Keep up with us all week long at facebook.com/group/tightsfights and at tightsfights on Twitter and on Instagram. If you love the show, remember to hit those 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. Share us with all your friends. Become a member during Max Fun Drive. If it is still going on and you are listening to this, this is your moment to be a star. Get it? WWE reference. And thank you so much to all the existing Max Fun members and those who have joined us during this drive, who truly make this show possible. That is not hyperbole, that is the truth. We'll be back next week for even more, you guessed it, wrestling.
Tights and Fights Podcast. Tights and Fights.
This is too good.
Okay, we're good to go now. I
breathe.
Got everything loaded up.
Okay.
Welcome back to Tights and Fights. Me, Hal Lublin.
I'm joined today by...
Danielle. Wait, give me a clean version of it just so I don't have to waste, just so I don't give away the surprise when we play it.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.